Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 3, Chapter the 3rd. A Sort of Fine Life De-Niced Completely.
Hellfire, heaven flames, and a massive purgatory barbecue. My beloved daughter and grandson are late.
And your son-in-law, sir?
He can be as late as he likes, but the thought of my grandson's arrival makes me want to dance and skip like a little girl. Alas, I do not have the energy of a little girl.
Yet you do have the pigtails and pretty dress, sir. Your family, sir.
Forgive our lateness, Father. Lovely dress, by the way.
And the pigtails are most distinctive, though they are more usually worn on the head.
Damn it. If pigs wear them on the bottom, so shall I. Why are you late?
We let the child practice his crawling all the way here.
Well, the London streets are covered in horse droppings, spilled gin and cockney vomit.
As are his hands now. We shall soothe him with his new Jack in the box.
All right, geezer, I'm Jack.
It's a small working-class man in a box. We have trained him to calm the boy by feeding him baby brandy.
An infant pipe.
And an opium rusk.
See, he is happy now.
Look at his tiny dilated pupils.
Sweet. Now, let us continue my story. Last time, you heard how my evil, undead ex-guardian, Mr. Benevolent, nearly conned me with a series of fake hauntings. He had failed, but his naughty machinations had revealed a hollowness in my life.
I am as rich as a cream-covered Croesus who has just burgled King Midas. But I do not use my money for good purposes.
Such as buying crumpets and cakes and custard tarts.
No, Harry, not cake paste. We live a rich life of riches, yet the poor live a poor life of poornesses. They lack hope, wallow in filth, and probably eat rat droppings. Join me, dear wife Brightly, sister Pippa, and best friend Harry, and make poverty a thing of the past, like old books and the Tudor monarchs.
Dear husband, it's only the poor. And does the Bible not say, help not the poor, for it only encourages them, and they also smell odd.
Well, I think it is a splendid idea, dear brother, for I love charity.
Then, dear sister, you shall set up the Bin Family Charity, or Bin Fam for short.
Oh, joy! The moral afterglow and ethical smugness I shall experience.
Harry, what do you think?
I think a dog in a frock is less likely to gain admission to a theatre than a chicken in a dinner jacket.
And about defeating poverty?
Oh, is that what you were talking about? Sorry, I thought you were ranting about omelettes again.
Oh, no, the sewage wave warning. And this one will be bad, for the curry clipper docked from India last night.
These days, we have Sir Christopher Bagatelle's marvellous sewer system, which is cleansed nightly by firing a massive steel ball through the tunnels. Back then, however, huge waves of sewage often swept through London, swamping the impoverished East End in ghastliness.
Oh, look, it is a massive metaphor for what life is like for us.
As the effluent swept through that day, I was struck by an idea, as well as several unsavory lumps of yuck.
If I could stop these sewage waves, the poor would benefit greatly. Harry Biscuit, as my best friend and... What are you doing?
I'm trying to dress this chicken in a dinner jacket to prove my theatre theory.
Well, would you also undertake the saving of London from sewage?
Gladly.
No. Say, one for the stalls, please.
My crusade had begun. Next, I wrote to the manager of my bin factory in the north, instructing him to ensure the conditions there were the best of any industrial hellhole in the country. And Pippa drew up her plans for Bin Fam.
I have commissioned an enormous statue of myself helping the poor.
But that will not feed them.
It will if it is made of bacon.
Is it to be made of bacon?
No. But round the bottom, carved in marble, will be our...